This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, January 26th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Lucas wants new proposal of banking rule. FDA issues warning on ground sentiment, and farmers help expand Northwest port. Lucas futures industry criticized bank regulators Basel proposal. Criticism of a proposal from federal bank regulators highlighted a hearing on reauthorization of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission and the House Agriculture Committee yesterday. At issue was a plan by banking agencies, including the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, known as the Basel III endgame proposal. It would increase capital requirements for derivatives clearing services that banks offer to their clients. Oklahoma Republican Frank Lucas said the proposed changes would reduce access to derivative products for end users and lead to further concentration of futures commission merchants. Lucas pushed for a re-proposal and roundtable put on by the CFTC with bank regulators. Tom Sexton, president and CEO of the National Futures Association, agreed with the suggestion. This is extremely important to farmers and ranchers and end users and hedgers because of the consolidation that may occur among firms if the capital rules are put in place. Dems worried about farm bill prospects. The House voted for the final time yesterday until September after punting votes on some appropriation bills. Some Democrats, including House Agriculture Committee Ranking Member David Scott of Georgia, are worried this extended lessen the odds of passing a farm bill this year. After speaking at a Capitol Hill panel on food access, waste, security, and food as medicine, Representative Jim McGovern of Massachusetts told AgriPulse it's hard to see the farm bill advanced by House Agriculture Committee going forward, which may necessitate an extension of the 18 farm bill. McGovern said on the panel, "I don't think we're going to get a farm bill this year. No, it's not because of Debbie Stabenow being difficult in the Senate, although I'm glad she is. It is because it's a lousy farm bill. People do not want to support a farm bill that increases hunger in this country." House Agriculture Committee Chair Glenn Thompson insists he can pass a farm bill in September. He told AgriPulse this week he's not concerned about the appropriation process delaying the package. Thompson said, quote, "I just have to have patience. I'm learning patience in this process." Now keep in mind, the House is only scheduled to be in session for 3 weeks between now and mid-November. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Differing reactions to insecticide strategy from EPA. Reaction's been mixed to EPA's draft insecticide strategy released yesterday. Crop Life America and the American Soybean Association both found some positive things to say, but those groups also say EPA needs to take a closer look at how it assesses the risk to endangered species. EPA should, quote, conduct proper risk assessments to ensure farmers are not being asked to adopt costly restrictions that are unnecessary to protect listed species, and we are not confident that this is happening under this proposal, said Alan Meadows, an American Soybean Association director and soybean farmer from Tennessee. Crop Life America CEO Alexandra Dunn echoed Meadows, saying her group, quote, will continue to advocate for reforms to the risk assessment and other aspects of the process to make ESA review work for all stakeholders. Lori Ann Bird, Environmental Health Director at the Center for Biological Diversity, which has used litigation to force the agency to address the risk of pesticides to endangered species, said EPA should not be deterred by, quote, big ag in adopting restrictions on chemical use. FDA issues warning for new ground cinnamon product. FDA is advising consumers to throw away or stop using a new ground cinnamon product after the agency determined it contains elevated levels of lead. The agency has recommended the distributor voluntarily recall the item. Yesterday, the agency issued a public health alert for El Servidor ground cinnamon products after testing by the New York State Department of Agriculture and Markets found elevated levels of lead that may be unsafe. Madahan Supermarket, Inc. is listed as the retailer. FDA says the lead concentration found was 20 parts per million, which is significantly less than the levels found in Wanabana cinnamon apple puree and applesauce products recalled in the fall of 2023. Those levels were between 2,200 and 5,100 parts per million. Following the cinnamon applesauce product recalls in 2023, FDA led a targeted survey of ground cinnamon products from discount retail stores to analyze for lead and for chromium. Farmer investment helps expand a port in Washington State. An investment from the United Soybean Board will help double the export capability of Washington's port of Grays Harbor from 3 million to 6 million metric tons of soybean meal. USB is putting $400,000 toward the cost of the Port of Grays Harbor's Terminal 4 expansion and redevelopment project. A check from USB will be presented at the port on July 30th, where soybean farmers from across the nation will speak on increasing soybean exports. In addition to the money from USB, funding from the Soy Transportation Coalition, the Iowa Soybean Association, Kansas Soybean Commission, Nebraska Soybean Board, North Dakota Soybean Council, and South Dakota Soybean Research and Promotion Council will bring the total farmer investment in the port to $1.3 million. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, January 26th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Allen.